Hey Big Dreamers, welcome to the 11th episode of the Big Dreamers podcast. I am your host, Ifisayo. This is a community where we share our big dreams and how we can overcome the odds of life, thereby going together. Today, we're doing something different. Yes, Kay. We will not be speaking to any guests. We will basically be communing. What's the word? Yes, exactly what you're feeling right now is what you will be feeling more of in this episode. So just a little bit of wine and dine and a little bit of gist here and there. A little bit of spilling of tea of my life experiences. And, you know, just a talk between the Fisayo and yourself. So make sure you stay tuned for this one. Guess what the time is? It's 7:28 p.m. Wednesday, Nigerian time. And I shouldn't be doing this right now. You guys, you know what? Maybe we will catch up in some 2 hours time, but you would not feel anything. Or maybe we should just continue because I'm in traffic right now. Yes, I'm driving. Do not judge me. Trying to make the best use of my time here. It's been a while. It's been a minute since you guys heard from me. I mean, me alone without any guest. And I did not put out any podcast last week. I don't know if anybody noticed, but I don't know if every other person notices, because I mean, I know the number of people that listen to the podcast every week, and y'all didn't see anything, and y'all didn't see anything. Like, is that even fair? Only 1% of people that listen. Nah, fam, it's not fair. Let me feel the love, guys. You know what will be painful if this is not recording? Okay, this is actually recording. Anyways, guys, welcome to the Big Dreamers podcast. Your girl is in traffic at the moment, Lagos, Nigeria. I don't know, this is too much information. I'm sure this is not what you tuned in for. This is not our regular the Big Dreamers podcast where I interview guests. Well, that's what it has come to be anyways. Anyways, I'm in the car alone right now, bored. Nobody's with me. Yes, I mentioned that alone. I'm so sorry, guys. Anyways, so you know what? I don't have a guest for this week, and what I planned was to, I don't know, recap some of the things we have discussed with the previous guest. If there's anything that you really think resonates with you, that you want us to talk about, let's talk about it. And you know, you can always just leave a feedback by leaving a voice message. I use an Anchor app or the Anchor app to record my podcast, so you can do the same, meaning that you can download the Anchor app to leave a voice message to send me any message you perhaps want us to talk about. Now there are two things. I can either listen to it and just respond, or I add it to the episode or upcoming episode, any other episode that I talk about, like, and I do something similar to this. Basically, you know, today we're basically talking together, no any guests. And if that time comes again where we're alone without any guests, then I'll probably be chipping in your voice message. Just let me know what you think resonates with you amongst all the podcast you've listened to. And if there's anybody that you want me to invite in the future, let me know. I feel like I'm bringing a lot of people on board that I will learn from, and I really want you to learn from too. So I have a lot more people planned out for you. And you know, this guy is just the starting point. You know, the funny thing is, when I started this podcast, I don't know if you've really gone back to my previous podcast to listen to the very very first podcast I released. It was Quack. I was basically just saying, yo, I'm excited to be starting a podcast, and this is the reason why I started. And when I started, I just wanted to start something new. It was exciting. And then the second episode, I was strategizing, okay, what do we want to talk about that would make sense, so that people will actually, so that this will actually add value to people, right? Not just some other regular podcast. And I tried to strategize, and I feel like I see myself as a big dreamer, but yeah, I encounter so many challenges. And I know there are a lot more people like me that, like, they also dream big, but they also go through things that are either bringing their dreams down or making them feel like it's not possible for them to accomplish. And that's what led me to start with the name The Big Dreamers Podcast, and that's also what led me to invite in upcoming episodes or the other episodes I've had, invite other people I classify to be big dreamers. So guess what the difficult part was? The difficult part was having to invite guests. Well, it's not so difficult. I mean, it's just having to send a mail. I send mails to all my guests to ask them if they're invited. Some have declined while some didn't. But the people that I thought will most likely decline didn't. And that's what I think it takes to be a big dreamer. You just have to take a chance. You don't know what might happen. Just do it in spite of your fears. Because I was like, nah fam, there's no need to invite this particular person. I'm not sure if the person would want to. I was just fighting my fears was getting the best of me, basically. And I did not allow it to stop me. Sometimes it has anyways, but I try my possible best when I can to speak to myself and say, in spite of this fear, do it. And what's the worst that can happen? They will say no. A few people have said no, and the world is going, is moving forward, my brothers and sisters. Do you got it? Anyways, it's been awesome recording this podcast, and I hope you guys have been learning from them. I've been growing. I feel like every time I'm listening to these people, I'm also growing. I'm also in a therapy stroke, what will I call it now? Stroke Bible session with my pastor, something. Depends on who I'm inviting. Anyways, some people speak to me like I'm in church, some people speak to me like I'm in a therapy session, some people speak to me like we're just like gisting, which is usually really fun. So yeah, I don't know if this particular episode has even inspired you in any way, but two things I have brought up is that I am in the traffic, and I said, okay, let me make the best use of my time by recording a new podcast, because I've really been procrastinating on when I will record this. And I mentioned that today is Thursday. I release my podcast every Friday. And the second one is the fact that I beat my fears, or I don't let my fears get the best of me all the time. Sometimes it does, let me not lie. But it's the best when you act in spite of it, because the fear will always be there. It's what you do with it that makes the difference. Ooh, Sarah is a preacher. Yes, girl. Preach it. Anyways, oh my god, guys, I'm so excited. Like, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Like, I spoke to somebody this week, or he spoke to me anyways, about the grace of God, about how sufficient his grace is for us. And that just gives me so much joy. Like, the way he narrated and explained so many things to me has just liberated my heart. If you've been checking my Instagram stories, you see a lighter me on my Instagram stories. I'm not always so serious. I'm usually very serious, right? I'm usually very serious. Like, I take life very serious. If anybody knows me, they will attest to that. I can be very serious. But, you know, like, life is not serious when you've got God. You know what I mean? For real though, like, I've just been really light. I feel free. I feel so liberated, and I pray that this continues in Jesus' name. If you can hear ons, I'm very sorry, guys. I did not plan to make this production quality poor, but I feel like this is the realest it can get. And the fact that I don't have any guests here today, I didn't want to make it boring, right? So I hope you're also feeling entertained at the same time. So where was I? So much words of wisdom was spoken to me, and I'm so happy I listened to that, and that's getting me really excited today. So there are two things I want from you guys. One is to give me feedback on all you've learned from the previous podcast we've had, people you really enjoy listening to, what you learned from what they said and how you've implemented it and how it is working for you, like basically feedback. And I want to know who you want to know, I want to know who you would want me to invite next, or who you really want to listen to. You know, it could be Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, do not limit yourself. That is why we are the Big Dreamers Podcast. You know what I'm saying? We'll dream big. And by God's grace, we will one day see Mark Zuckerberg. I'm like, yo, come and join our podcast. Or we really want you to inspire us. Or, you know, we have so much requests from a lot of big dreamers on the podcast, and they would like to listen to you, stuff like that. So no limit, guys, like just shoot it, shoot. what was the second thing? I think that was the second thing. Okay, I had a third thing. what was the third thing? You know what, guys? I can't remember, but what I will tell you is this: do not be ignorant of small beginnings. Everything you go through is for a reason. Like, you will eventually need the lesson you've learned from whatever it is you've gone through to and make use of it in whatever situation you find yourself in the future or in the present time that you are in at the moment. Now that I'm presently recording my podcast on my phone, you can say that this is a small beginning, don't you think? I mean, people have recording studios and the rest, but my sister, I'm recording, or my brothers and sisters, I'm recording on my cell phone. That also brings me to another point. Make use of what you have. Start with what you have. And if there is any book I would recommend you to read, it would be the book written by one of my mentors, Samadi Emi, Start With What You Have. That book has inspired me. Many of his books have inspired me. Many of these books have inspired me. Yo, you don't want to know. I was featured in on a newspaper column, and one of the questions asked was, how much did you use to start your business, your media business? I told them something within or less than 10,000 naira, which was used to purchase my domain name, thefisayo.com, which was also used to pay the graphic designer that designed my logo, which was also used to pay, I think I used to pay for three different things. And at that time, I didn't need to pay for an extra internet because I was using my phone. I was basically using the hotspots from my phone as an internet. I basically just try to be very resourceful with what I have. And I mean, everybody starts small. You start small, you grow big. And God will order your steps as long as you're working in His will and plan for your life, which is really key, guys. That is really key. We would not be on this earth forever, so you want to make sure that whatever you do on this earth will, like, is serving the purpose that you've been destined to fulfill. Yeah, that's it. I think I have successfully done a podcast while driving. Oh my God, this is a record. That's interesting. It's really interesting. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed the song coming from the radio in my car. And I hope you also got inspired and also got entertained from everything I have said. And I implore you to keep dreaming big. By the way, before we go, I think I should give you a life update. Two things. I think I'm going vegan. If you follow me on Instagram, you would know the reason why. I shared a few things on my story this week, and that has influenced this decision. We've not gone full-time into vegan lifestyle. Not that you come and see me in tea pizza, and you come and say, Pisayo, I thought you said you're going vegan. It's what I want to. So you guys will probably be my accountability partners. Or, you know, I really want to do this for my health. So should you. That's one. Two, I've really been hooked on two podcasts, or one podcast, or by two different hosts. One is Lovey, while the other is by Yvonne. Sorry, they are both the same person. I'm driving and this is really making me confused at the moment. So it's a podcast hosted by two different people, and it's called Jollof and Jesus, or Jesus and Jollof. Their podcast is hilarious. So if you guys go and check them out, let them know you came from the Big Dream Out podcast by the Fisayo. But it's really hilarious, guys, and it makes so much sense. It's relatable. It's something I like to listen to when I either want to laugh or just, you know, hear a different point of view on certain topics from two lovely women. So yeah, it's awesome. I encourage you to listen to them. Do not forget that you can always follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Defisayo. My blog is also Defisayo. That's spelled Thefisayo. What else? My YouTube channel, that's also Defisayo. I do videos, or I make videos, I produce videos on travels, tourism, lifestyle, And that's the major thing on there. Yeah, definitely inspiration too. Inspiration. I classify that also under lifestyle. So that's it, guys. It's awesome. It's always awesome recording a podcast. You guys are always on my mind, for real. Yes, and I'll really be looking forward to listening to what you have to say. If you want to download the Anchor app, the Anchor is spelled A-N-C-H-O-R, I think. Yeah, that's what I used to record my podcast, guys. Thank you for being my, you know, buddy or driving buddy. And we've almost successfully gotten to my destination. Do not forget to please subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, whatever you're presently using to listen to this podcast, and share with your family and friends. Let them come and join the Big Dreamers community, and let them also be inspired to dream big and not limit themselves by whatever it is that they think that is they are facing and all that. So I'll be looking forward to talking to you next time, next week, Friday, most likely 1 p.m. West African time. And I will, you know, hopefully come with something that will inspire you even more. So till next time, don't forget to stay awesome, stay inspired.